What's up, gang? It's Cameron Caskey. I'm a disgruntled school shooting survivor, child star activist, which is sort of like being a Disney Channel kid, except your TV show is the news and your show is about your friends dying and it's unfortunately completely real. I'm also a Gen Z white male, everybody's favorite type of person these days. Just kidding, we are the worst. I am, despite everything, an enthusiastic, democratic dude bro. As you know, Gen Z went completely off the rails, so I started For You Pod with my buddy Tim Miller trying to figure out what the hell is going on, especially with us boys. Our new show will host conversations with a diverse array of socially stunted, vaping, TikTok addict Gen Z influencers, and some pretty smart activists too, who will hopefully offer us some answers. Here's a little bit from our first episode coming soon.
There's a new poll from Channel 4 in Britain. 52% of Gen Z said they thought the UK would be a better place if a strong leader was in charge who does not have to bother with the parliament. And 33% said that the UK would be better off if the army was in charge. So we have like one third that wants a military dictatorship and 52% want a, non-military dictatorship. That's a little concerning for me.
People are scared. There's a huge right shift on the whole planet right now, though.
We're seeing, what are they scared of? What are they so scared of that they need, a dictatorship?
War is up. I think people do want strong leaders during times of conflict, and it doesn't look like it's slowing down. Even this, temporary, ceasefires are great. So I'm really happy. I'm going to give Trump credit and say like he did one good thing. Then again, it's real common for ceasefires in Israel during inaugurations, but I think there's a lot of conflict going on. People are stressed. People are talking about World War III, which isn't really going to happen, obviously, but people don't know that. They're dumb. So,
and also, they fucking hate immigrants in the UK. Everybody acts like just because we've got a president who is sending 30,000 immigrants to fucking camps at Guantanamo Bay doesn't mean they don't fucking hate immigrants in Europe. But holy shit, Europeans are so fucking anti-immigration.
Yeah, especially anti-Muslim, for sure.
I'm so happy I was a 90s baby. I got to tell you, the military dictatorship percentage among my teenage friends, I think, would have been pretty much lower than 33%. But it's strange times.